1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. Consider your calling, brothers. Among you, there are not many wise according to the flesh. That means there are not many clever people among you. Not many mighty people from noble families and big families. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world. Are you one of those foolish things of the world? To shame the wise. He's chosen the weak. He's chosen the base things and the things that are despised. Whom does God choose? The foolish, the weak, the base, the despised, and those who are nothing. I like that. God has chosen the foolish, the weak, the base, the despised, and those who are nothing. Do you qualify? I qualify. He chose me. Don't look at what God has done through me. Look at what the type of person I was when God chose me. You may be like that, and God can do a mighty work through you. Just humble yourself and say, Lord, I will not depend on my ability. The reason why God does that is so that one day when God does something through you, you will not be able to boast about it. Verse 29, so that no one can boast before God. If you can boast, that means you think you're somebody very clever. One more verse. James chapter 2. Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers. James chapter 2 verse 5. Didn't God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith? Whom does God choose? I mean, when God blesses you, He may prosper you in many ways. He may even make you a millionaire. That's up to Him. But when He chose you, you were poor. He chose the poor to be rich in faith and made them heirs of His kingdom. What I see in all these scriptures, when Jesus was selecting His disciples, apostles, He didn't go to the Bible school in Bible college in Jerusalem. No, He didn't choose one person from there. There was a great professor called Gamaliel running a Bible college in Jerusalem. Saul of Tarsus studied there. Jesus didn't call any of them. He went to those unlearned, humanly speaking, illiterate fishermen and said, I pick you up and you'll be my apostle, so that nobody will ever say God picked up clever people and made them apostles. You know, today people try to get theological degrees from the letter of Peter, but he was a fisherman who wrote it. Don't forget that. He deliberately picked up such people, and He's deliberately picked you and me, nobody's in the world, and said, I'm going to do a work through you. If you believe that, if you say, no, I'm nobody, don't say that. If God calls you, don't say anything. Don't say, I'm nothing. You know what the Lord told Jeremiah in chapter 1? Jeremiah chapter 1. The Lord said to me in verse 7, and I want to say that to all of you, young people especially. The Lord said to the Lord said in verse 5, I formed you in the womb, before you were born I consecrated you. And the Lord said, He said to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to speak, I'm a young person. And the Lord said to me, don't say I'm a youth. Don't say I'm foolish. Don't say I don't know anything. Don't say that. If I have chosen you and I send you, I'll tell you what to say. Don't be afraid of anybody. I'll be with you. Can you take that word? I have gone to this passage many times when I was young, and the Lord said to me, don't say you're young. Don't say you can't speak. Don't say I don't know what to say. I will be with you. I'll tell you what to speak. I'll give you every sentence to speak. Okay, Lord. If you're willing to do that, I'll be like the branch in the tree. You keep supplying the sap, I yield to you. I won't block the sap by my disobedience. I'll do whatever you tell me. And you'll be, don't be afraid. You'll be amazed to see, my brother, sister, what the Lord can accomplish through a weak person like you.